at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the third and final half hour of today here on this Friday, March 8th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us on the line, we actually have two guests joining us this morning. Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, she is a candidate for the Republican Party U.S. Senate race, and also somebody that she got to meet in Grand Rapids at the state's convention caucus down in Grand Rapids. Jeff Harkus is on the line. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Jeff. Gee. Jeff, I want you to explain to the audience, you are a precinct delegate. You got elected to go down to Grand Rapids and participate in the Michigan Republican Party State Convention caucuses. And what the heck happened to you down there on Saturday in Grand Rapids?
Well, 21 years ago, I had a heart attack. And I have been living, with a heart that has some issues, but it's been doing very good. And I felt a little tired, and I got there, and we had moved the whole thing to Grand Rapids versus Detroit, and was very happy to go there, and was on the way to vote, and missed. I was supposed to have a couple of guys ride with me, and they were going to kind of drop me at the door. Well, that didn't happen that way. We missed our connection, and the Lord put me in the car by myself, and got there and started walking from the parking lot, which was, because it was a crowded area. Yeah, we were a little farther away, and I started running out of a little bit and got closer and sat down a little bit and rested, and well, finally got in, got my credentials, got through the line. But it's pretty there's a lot of people and a lot of good people trying to get to caucus there, and District 5 was around the corner, and I made it to a chair and sat down and was doing pretty good, and all of a sudden I got up to go to my, I felt rested enough to get to the room where number 5 district was. And I got up and started to walk, and I was just completely gone. I went down and went out, and my heart stopped completely.
Now, in that process, Jeff, because my wife Vicky has heart issues as well, and she had congestive heart failure, and we had to rush her to the hospital and get a third stent put in and get her back healthy. When you got up and you required that blood to have, go to the quad muscles to, get into the walking mode, did you feel yourself getting lightheaded? Did you lose your balance, or did you just flat out just go out?
Well, I had been short of breath all the way in, but that had been kind of normal for me because, like, my bypass was so long ago, and I had a few arteries that were already closed up and could not be opened.
Right.
But what happened was the scarring tissue in my heart was causing some really bad issues with the arrhythmia in my heart. And it came to the point where when I got up to go, I had been just a little dizzy, but just mostly out of breath. When I got up from that chair the second time, I just went completely down.
Went down. And did you feel yourself falling, or did it just go dark on you?
No, it just went plain dark. And the Lord had brought me there in that time, which was a wonderful thing. You know, if this process would have happened at home, we had no defibrillator here at the house. And, the way the people answered the call and came to my aid. It was amazing. The amount of time they all came together and did compression on my chest, and then
resuscitated him. Right. Well, let me bring Dr. Sherry in at this point, because Sherry, where were you in proximity to where Jeff had gotten up and fallen? Where were you at in the building?
I was literally around the corner of the room where he said, you know, he was right outside the Fifth Caucus meeting room.
Right.
And that was on the corner. And literally, I was right around the corner, but somebody had seen him go down, and immediately they yelled a medical emergency. So I sprinted catty corner across and through the room, and I feel bad because I literally knocked somebody's coffee and it spilled on me. I threw my water bottle, and you know, I kept kind of pushing the crowd through saying, hey, I'm a doctor. When I got there was one of the medics and said, I'm a paramedic. I said, great. You know, let's see if we have a pulse on him. We did not have a pulse. He was not breathing. And very rapidly, he was turning purple. But, you know, so I knelt at his head. One of the things that's important during a code is that they don't also aspirate. So, you know, I turned his head to the side. We were checking compressions, making certain that they were effective. Security got there with the AED. And
what is an AED?
Automatic electric defibrillator. So it was really to shock his heart. So security had that. So when we, you know, the compressions were effective, the guys that were on his chest, you know, I called out a rotation a couple of times, but then we got something to cover his mouth and did a couple breaths mouth to mouth. But we started immediately CPR on him. When the security got there with the AED and we called all clear and shocked his heart, again, you assess for a pulse. There still was no pulse, so we continued the chest compressions. We wound up shocking him three times. Then we got a pulse back. By the time the medics got there, there was a pulse, and he was spontaneously breathing. By the time the medics got him loaded up on the gurney, praise God, he was able to answer a couple questions.
Wow. Completely brought back and was able to actually talk.
Yes.
Yes.
Unbelievable. Jeff, I got the million-dollar question. In those moments that there was no pulse, there was no breathing, do you have any memory, do you have any recollection of where your spirit, your soul, your body, where were you, or were you just flat-out black and you have no memory of any of this?
Well, the Lord has given me truly not a vision of anything, but I have complete confidence that he is always in control and is always taking care of my soul wherever I am in this life or into the next life.
Amen.
Jesus Christ came and died for my sins, and I'm for that forever grateful to my Lord and what he provided. And I am confident that if this would have been a permanent closing, then I would have woken up in his presence, and that didn't happen this time because the wonderful people he brought to the convention. And Dr. Sherry and I had met before in Battle Creek, and I supported her in her last bid. I really think it's wonderful that God brought her here. She's a very, very compassionate doctor, and I have great confidence in everything that she does, and now I have firsthand confidence in what she can do.
Absolutely. Had her hands on you and brought you back. And Jeff, are you back home? Are you out of the hospital and recovering at home?
Yep. Yes, I'm out of the hospital. I'm home, feeling really good. I just had to, because of compressions, I'm having a little short of breath and the oxygen, but the that's even catching up, and I think as my ribs heal, you know,
excellent,
things will get better. Yeah,
great.
Yeah.
Well, we greatly
appreciate
you. Go ahead, Sherry.
Thanks. I want to do a call out to really the whole team. And Jeff, thank you for your support. But truly, this was a beautiful team effort. You know, the paramedics, Dr. Still was, you know, at kind of watching over everything. But, I mean, it was a beautiful, beautiful analogy of everybody coming together for one purpose. and that was to save Jeff's life. And, you know, as much division has been going on at the GOP, I kind of thought, you know what, we could learn a lot from this. We have one mission. Our mission that morning when Jeff was down on the ground, I was at his head, holding his face, him not breathing, him turning purple before me. We worked together to save this man's life. And it was a beautiful thing because not only did Jeff survive, but he's on the line with us now to tell a story. He's going to have a testimony until the Lord does take him home. But that was a beautiful thing to watch the body coming together. We came together for one purpose. The GOP needs to learn the same.
Amen to that.
Absolutely. Yes.
Yeah. Well, Jeff, we appreciate you coming on the show and sharing your experience with us. And I'm sure you and Sherry will be lifelong friends.
Amen.
Yeah. Not only Sherry. I do agree with Sherry that it was a team effort. And
absolutely,
I do thank everyone at the convention for all they've done, right down to the guy that ran and got the medical equipment, to all the ambulance operators and the doctors at the hospital and nurses were all excellent. And I had great care and want to give a big shout out to them all.
Yes, thank absolutely. You. All right, sir. Well, you recover and continue to get stronger every single day. And God bless you, sir. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Thank you guys for calling. Really nice.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye, Jeff.
So, final wrap-up, Sherry. What's your thoughts of that experience? And again, the message you'd like everybody to get out of it.
Truly, Trucker, the message that, number one, all of us, I was humbled, you know, and you see literally the newmost breath of God breathed back into somebody that was purple. I mean, he was, we call that cyanosis. He was cyanotic. There was no pulse. There was no spontaneous breathing. When you see the life of God flow back into somebody, it's very humbling to be able to take the skill set that I have and be able to accomplish that through the giftings and anointings of God. But again, everybody came together. You know, at one point there was a police officer, I didn't even know who he was, but we needed to change out the people doing the compressions. And I kind of ordered this guy, okay, ready on three, you're going to take over his chest. I didn't know who he was. We afterwards, you know, we met, then I went back into the caucus's rooms to give an update on Jeff. But again, when we set in mind one purpose, you know, it wasn't, we didn't stop and say, oh, are you from the KK camp or the Hoekstra camp? We didn't ask any of that. We didn't ask anything. It was to save this man's life. We came together, and that's the beauty of working together.
Amen. You have a great weekend. And you know what? Can you stay on through the break? I got a couple of text messages. Can you stay on?
Absolutely.
All right, good. Dr. Sherry O'Donnell.
If you are a PIE&G electric customer, call and get on the PIE&G Connect Express today. Call 800-423-6634 to get connected to the best, fastest, most reliable fiber internet connection in northern Michigan. Faster than Frontier, speedier than Sunrise, all at an affordable price. So call them today at 800-423-6634 and get on the PIE&G Connect internet train. All aboard!
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. We just have a couple of questions for Miss Sherry, Dr. Sherry, real quick before she gets back to her practice. Any events coming up that people can attend? They're wanting to meet you. They want to get petition sheets. Where are you going this week?
Okay, so last night I was at Clinton. What a great meeting last night in Clinton. So let me pull up my calendar real quick. So,
because I believe you said you're heading up in the UP as well.
Yes, too. Okay, you always tease me about how I say it. Baraga?
No, Baraga.
Baraga. Okay, so I'm up in Baraga on next week. So Tuesday I've got a meeting in Dallas-Fort Worth. Wednesday is when I'm in. Sorry, Trek. I knew you were going to ask me that. So.
Baraga, I think you said, was that on Wednesday or Thursday?
That is on Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Yep, that's on Wednesday.
Okay.
Thursday, I'm in Montcalm.
Oh, yeah.
And we've got, I'm up in Manistee. I'm Manistee, Montcalm on Thursday. So Thursday, that is at 113 South Main Street, Main Sheridan.
Okay.
So 113 South Main in Sheridan in Montcalm. That's
so now you've got these events on your campaign website?
Yes, it should be on the campaign website, DocSherry2024.com.
Okay, very good. Because I got one other question, and I guess this comes from the State of the Union address. I don't know if you had the time to painfully sit through it like I did. But Cool Mike Farage is asking because it did come up, Obamacare, and there was a reaction to his speech from the Republicans, a lot of yelling and shouting back and forth. Would you ask her if she becomes the U.S. Senator from Michigan and the bill does come up because the Republicans take back the majority of the Senate to repeal the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare? Is that something you're in favor of repealing, or do you think it needs to be fixed? Real quick, a couple of minutes of your thoughts about Obamacare.
Needs to be repealed. It's a broken bill. It shouldn't have ever passed in the first place. So I would be writing another bill, but certainly that needs to be repealed and just done away with. One size fits all. All it's done is taken a bucket of money and spread it out further so that more people get less. It is a terrible bill. It is a terrible thing.
Excellent. One other text message came in. We have some petition sheets for her, but they're not fully filled out yet. Does she want us to try to get more signatures to fill them out, or should we just go ahead and mail them in at this time?
It depends upon how quickly they can get them in. Randy, we are so stoked at this point. We are setting up a press conference to be able to turn our signature sheets in, we believe, by the end of this month. So depending upon how quickly they can get them filled out and then turned in. Otherwise, let's get them down here.
Okay, so the address is on the sheets, I believe, on the backside?
It is. Actually, on the front side.
On the
front
side.
So they can send it. Yeah, they can send it to the address at the top, which is my address, or they can send it to Post Office Box 215, Stevensville, Michigan, 49127, or the exact on what's on top of the petition sheets. But, guys, thank you. Thank you for getting those filled out. We've had an amazing grassroots effort to get those signatures done. Last night when we were in Clinton, we filled out three pages. We have people every time, Randy, that I'm at an event, people are like, oh, hey, we can help with these petitions. We can help. And it has been an amazing, beautiful, humbling thing to have that many people gather signatures for us. And we are on the home stretch.
Amen. And hopefully get them turned in by the end of the month and have a press conference down in Lansing.
Yes, sir.
Okay, very good. Well, we appreciate it. Again, the website, folks, is Doc, D-O-C, Sherry, S-H-E-R-R-Y, 2024.com is the website. Check it out. The address is also there on the bottom of the website for mailing those into. They are on the petition sheets as well. Get them filled out. It can take this weekend. It's going to be beautiful weather. Get them filled out completely, all 10 signatures. Get them mailed into the campaign. And you have safe travels out there. And Izzy Lyman will be talking to you next Friday.
Beautiful. And Trucker, just a reminder, hit that donate button, guys. We need the donations to come in. So DocSherry 2024, hit the donate. Love and appreciate you guys. We are bringing it home.
All right. Excellent, Sherry. Have safe travels.
Thanks much. Bye-bye, Trucker. Have a good weekend.
Thank you. So again, the website, DocSherry2024.com. Donate. Get the address to mail in those sheets. If you've got them, fill them out, get them done, and ship them in. I talked to another person last night. They are part of the campaign. They're volunteering for her, and they are going through the signatures right now. They're comparing them to the qualified voter files, making sure they're all good and valid signatures, and adding them into the count. The goal is 20,000, I believe 22,000 is what she's shooting for. She's got to have 15,000 valid. So they are going through every single signature and comparing them to the qualified voter files. So greatly appreciate the volunteers doing that. Again, one last ticket available for the dinner. Text me dinner. I'll send you the website, eastportbc.org. We have my ticket available. We will be out of town next week. We will not be able to attend the event next Saturday, the 16th, Shinny Creek Resort in Bel Air. So text me dinner, and we will send you the ticket information for you to buy your ticket and get one free. So we greatly appreciate them doing that as well. We love promoting that event. It's a great event. Fantastic meal, great speaker, and who knows, you might come home with a $600-$800 rifle. They got a lot of prizes. They'll be giving out thousands of dollars in prizes. So greatly appreciate it. I think we got all the text messages in. Cool, Mike. I got Dr. Sherry to answer your question. So hopefully you're okay with that. And greatly appreciate you guys being part of our radio family. Thank you for the prayers. Thank you for the safe travels, and we will do exactly that. God willing, we'll be talking with you on Tuesday. And we thank Izzy Lyman for coming in and subbing for me Monday, Wednesday, Friday of next week. And then I'll be back the following week and doing the whole show myself remotely from hotel rooms as we're heading back. Now back to the music, 60s, 70s, Motown, the Roots of Rock and Roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Free spring inspection for your vehicle. Bring your vehicle to Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell and Petoskey. Get a free inspection of your wiper blades, tires and wheels, a battery test, brake pads and rotors. Call to schedule an appointment at 231-347-1001. Make sure your vehicle is ready for summer. It's coming. Again, call Royal Tire at 231-347-1001.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tolini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Ebles for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
Shut the door, close the border, build that wall. It is time for a strong senator to help close the border. Hi, I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, candidate for the U.S. Senate. Biden's open door policy has caused this massive refugee crisis that